This is the After Death Bookcast for Friday, July 10th, 2009, at 9:27 p.m. Eastern. If you don't know what this is, please go back and start listening from the bookcast titled After Death Introduction. This book is titled After Death and is written by David Sanders, copyright 2009, all rights are reserved. Dedication. I dedicate this book to everyone who's ever known death. Maybe it's more funny than we think at the time. Chapter 1, Part 1. The alarm rang at 5 a.m., but Roger was already awake and sitting up in bed. He went to bed an hour early the night before, just like he always did before meeting days. His clothes were already laid out on the chair beside the bed, and it was only a matter of moments before Roger was showered, dressed, and in the kitchen eating the breakfast he had prepared the night before. Roger wasn't just a creature of habit. He made obsessive-compulsive look like a lazy Sunday. Most of the other big tent store managers in his region hated the monthly management meetings. They hated the long drive down to Indianapolis, the long tedious hours of slideshows and bar charts, and then the long drive back in the dark, long after their families had gone to bed. They thought the meetings were pointless in the age of conference calls and the internet, and they didn't appreciate the face-to-face time with their upper management. Roger had heard of one manager going so far as to break his own foot with a hammer rather than drive to the meeting one month, though Roger had a deep suspicion that this tale was just a company urban legend. Roger, on the other hand, loved the meetings. It was a chance to get out of this stuffy, fluorescent bulb-lit office, but it offered the rigid enforcement of order and schedule that were his way of life. He hated surprises, and after 6 years of going to these meetings every month, it was the one part of his life that he could count on going exactly like he planned it. He wouldn't have to deal with irate customers wanting refunds or teenage employees who all suddenly got sick at once. He could have a nice, smooth day that could be planned to the minute. With breakfast finished and the coffee brewed, Roger took his briefcase and his travel mug to the garage and set up his car. He plugged in his MP3 player, loaded with an audiobook that he'd picked out 3 weeks before in anticipation of the trip. He carefully checked to make sure that there was no trash in the back seat or the trunk, just in case he needed to take someone from upper management to lunch. This, of course, turned up nothing because Roger had spent 3 hours the night before cleaning and vacuuming out his car. He hung his suit coat up on a hanger in the back seat, slid into the driver's seat, and checked his mirrors. The red LED of the clock showed that it was only 5:56 a.m. Roger, posed in the perfect driving position with his hands at precisely 10 and 2 on the steering wheel, stopped and stared at the clock. Exactly 3.45 minutes later, when the clock finally flipped to 6:00, Roger turned the key in the ignition. Everything was going according to plan.